The next coach on the teleconference is Iowa's Kirk Ferentz. The Hawkeyes are 3-1 in conference play and 5-2 overall. Iowa hosts Wisconsin on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ESPN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. Well, first of all, we're, you know, pleased to get the victory last Saturday. Road win, Big Ten win, so those are all really positive things. And I think our team's improved the last couple of weeks. But all that being said, we've got another big step in front of us. Certainly a big challenge with Wisconsin. They're an excellent football team, nationally ranked for good reason. You know, they're really strong in all three areas and, you know, play very well. They're very well coached, and it'll be a big challenge for us.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions now.
If you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Jesse Temple, ESPN.com.
Kirk, how has Akram Wadley kind of transformed his game here over the past year?
You know, Akram was a talented guy when he got here, no question about that. And his two biggest challenges have been his size. I don't even know. I'm not sure I want to know what he weighed when he showed up here. Probably somewhere in the 170s. And then the other thing, he just, you know, was more of a took a while for him to really understand the responsibility that any player has when they have the ball. So I think he really took major strides last year, particularly midseason when we had some injuries. Kanzeri was out and LaShawn Daniels was out, and we had to go to him, and I think he really responded, and he continues to grow ever since then. So he's always been a good player, but it's just a matter of him growing and maturing a little bit.
Were you concerned that his fumbling issues might linger when he went through that, and how did you try to help him get through it?
Well, you know, yes, I was concerned, and that really was keeping him off the field because it's, you know, everybody in the team, everybody in the program, not to put too much pressure on anybody, but when you're out in the field, you have responsibility. And it's not just a running back, but anybody touches the ball. But it goes beyond that, too. If you're the, you know, the right guard that blows an assignment and lets the guy go in and hit the quarterback and the ball comes out, that's, you know, that causes turnovers, too. So everybody's got responsibility in that. And possession of the ball is a huge part of this sport. It's a big part in any sport. You know, if you aren't you know, careful with the ball, you know, you're not going to win very consistently. So, you know, there's no magic formula for it. It's just a matter of, I think, you know, working on the fundamentals, being sound, and then concentrating when you have to. And it's hard when you're back because everybody's trying to nail you.
Your next question is from Chad Lustica, The Morning Register.
Good morning, Coach.
Hey, Chad.
Wanted to ask, it's been about 72 hours since George Kittle turned his ankle or something with his ankle. What are the chances that he plays this week?
Well, we'll see. He's doing a lot better now than he was on Saturday. And, you know, Saturday we had some concerns. I think I mentioned after the game they x-rayed it. And that was because we were concerned there might be the medical people thought there might be a potential fracture or something like that. But, you know, the word back from the specialist is that everything's clean. So it's just a matter of him, what he can do, and it'll depend on his symptoms and what have you. And we'll, you know, he didn't do much today, but we'll see where he's at the end of the week. But for us to count on him, you know, I think that's probably unrealistic at this point.
Yeah, I was just going to follow up on him with, I mean, at least from our perspective, I mean, that's one of the positions where you have a clear number one and you know, somewhat significant drop off. So how do you kind of go, you know, what can you change if you do have to go without him?
Well, we'll keep playing. You know, we're not going to cancel the game. And you know, we've had, you know, Cole Crossing come play last week, and that was really unfortunate. And I tell you, it's most unfortunate for the players, especially when guys are seniors, because, you know, your window is so limited to have a chance to play college football. So that part's hard, and you really empathize for the players. But at the same time, I think we all realize when we sign on that, you know, it could happen. Injuries are part of this game, and you know, somebody else is going to have to grab on. So we'll you know, we can't expect one person to play like he did, but if he's not in there, you know, other guys are going to have to, you know, get it done for us.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question is from Jason Galloway, Wisconsin State Journal.
Kirk, how do you feel like your team kind of responded after those two early season losses this year, and what have you guys kind of done to try to, get back on track these last couple of weeks?
Well, you know, the major thing is to really analyze what's keeping you from winning, and then, you know, see what you can do to improve that. And, you know, I think we lost to two good teams. I think that's kind of been, you know, we knew that at the time, and I think that's been proven since that time. So, you know, when you line up, that's part of the deal. You know, you're not always going to come out on top. It's more fun when you do. But I think the biggest thing is to try to focus on things that might be keeping you away from success and seeing if you can address that. And I mean, everybody in the country is doing that, whether you win or lose. But you know, I think at least we've made some progress the last 2 weeks. But it doesn't get any easier every game. You look at our conference right now, every game looks like a challenge, and that's no question the case this week.
And it seemed like, you know, a lot of people started, you know, kind of writing your team off really early on after those couple of losses. But, you know, the fact that you guys only have one loss in the conference right now, are your guys kind of embracing the opportunity that they have in front of them these next few weeks?
Well, I mean, first of all, that's an American pastime. You know, we all want to know the answers before we hand the test out. And then, you know, you take one section and everybody wants to judge how, you know, all 10 sections are going to go or 8 sections are going to go. So, yeah. That's an American pastime. That'll never change. And you know, the facts are that, you know, right now we're still in October. So to me, it's really way premature to even think about a conference race. What we really need to try to do is focus on getting better. And, you know, like I just mentioned, we do have our stiffest test of the season looking at us right now, 5 days away. So what we just need to focus on trying to get ready for Wisconsin because, you know, they don't beat themselves. They're a really good football team. Really well coached, good players. You know, it seems like a time warp there, that way. And you know, so we got our hands full. We'll try to address our concern areas and see if we can improve this week. And then know we're going to have our best effort to get ready for Saturday.
Thanks, Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question is from Brian Bennett, ESPN.com.
Hey, Kirk, just wondering how much last year's win in Madison really propelled your team, not just in the standings, but just maybe, you know, confidence-wise that you guys could win the division.
Well, yeah, again, I don't know if we were thinking about divisions back that early in the season, but what it did do, I mean, to win road games, that's significant in any conference, I think. But I know, you know, I guess I've never, unless you count the Yankee conference, I've never coached anywhere else. So, you know, I know in the Big Ten it's really tough and it's important to win on the road. That's first and foremost. And then beyond that, to beat a team like Wisconsin, who, in my opinion, you know, you look the last 5-6 years, there aren't a lot of teams playing better than them nationally. So, you know, to do that, I think you know, when you have a young team and, you know, we're a team without faces and stars and all that stuff. So, you know, I think certainly, you know, it helped our confidence last year. And, yeah, you know, based on the scores and the way our season went, we needed every little bit of confidence we could get. Or every team does. So, you know, it's just, yeah, it's a positive thing. There's not a lot of negatives that come out of losing, or excuse me, out of winning a big road game.
And you mentioned earlier about needing to kind of analyze what you guys weren't doing right after the two losses. Can you share with us a couple of those areas that you really focused on? I would assume offensive line was one.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind for me, we're not stopping the run. I mean, it's hard to play winning football, at least for us in our eyes. You know, this is an 18-year belief of this. You know, if people run the ball on you, it will, which they were doing. You know, it's going to be hard to win games consistently. It's hard to play good defense. And not only running the ball, but running the ball, you know, having big plays come out. And, you know, so 2 weeks ago up at Minnesota, majors, it was a major thing for us. I think we had one run over 10 yards against us, and that came on a 3rd and 19, which, you know, you can live with that one. So, but when runs are coming out of there at, you know, 15, 18, 20 yards a pop, it's hard to feel good about things. So it would start there. And then, yeah, offensively, beyond our line, are just our whole offense. You know, we're a work in progress and developing cohesion and timing, rhythm, those types of things that you have to be decent on offense. You know, those are things we'll keep working at. We're hardly out of the woods yet.
All right. Thanks, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again
okay.
next week.
Thanks very much.